Well, Mr. Brady, if Americans were expecting the economy to be blowing and going by now, the latest numbers are quite sobering.
Anything at 2% or below in growth is really stalled out, and that's what our economy is growing at. In fact, it's dropped by half since the beginning of the year. Unfortunately, this continues to be a feeble economy at best. It wants to grow stronger. It ought to grow stronger. But I think the economy continues to be hobbled by the anti-business, job-killing policies of what we hear from the White House and this Congress.
What do you think the obstacle is? Because the economy does really want to take off.
Listening to our local businesses, small and large, they believe the single biggest obstacle to America's recovery is Washington. They believe that what they hear from the White House and Congress, dangerous deficits, higher taxes, excessive regulation, this is what's holding them back in hiring new workers. I think we have to jettison the current economic policies that are holding the country back in favor of more fiscally responsible, market-driven solutions. We can bounce back. We got to get government out of the way.
Meanwhile, you have to wonder about what our president is thinking when he goes on comedy shows and supports comedy rallies at this time in our economic present.
He was telling on the Jon Stewart show that he admitted that his government takeover of healthcare was written in a very political manner, that it's papered over a foundation that's corrupt. You know, I think that's fairly shocking news, but I think that's why right now 2/3 of Americans believe this country is on the wrong track and they have a negative opinion of the job president is doing. That's especially true when it comes to the economy, where people believe the stimulus has failed in a major way. They're frightened by all this debt, and they listen to this ticking tax bomb, nearly $4 trillion that'll go off on them January 1st unless Congress acts.
Well, when pollsters show that 52% of likely voters want the president fired, those likely voters also want to hear that who they're replacing these fired lawmakers with are going to do what they want them to do, like cutting spending.
Well, Americans are laser focused on spending and these deficits. Business as usual just won't cut it anymore in Washington. I think voters are looking for truth tellers. They don't want a rose-colored approach. They want their lawmakers to be brutally honest about how deep a hole we're in. And then what are the options for us to get out of that hole, knowing it won't happen overnight? But if we make good, solid, disciplined choices, we'll get to where we want, which is a balanced budget and, more importantly, a smaller federal government.
When you look at the new Department of the Interior report, it's almost hard to believe that they think that things will be better if they replace Gulf of Mexico energy production with OPEC production. How does someone come to that conclusion?
You know, I think Washington's so disconnected from the real world, especially the impact of the drilling moratorium, what this does for jobs, but also about reliance on foreign oil. A new report from the Department of Interior says, you know, there's enough spare capacity at OPEC in foreign countries to offset what we'll lose in the Gulf of Mexico deep water production. So they're saying basically it's fine if we're more dependent on foreign countries, some of those which hate us, rather than developing our American-made energy, oil and natural gas right here in our backyard. Maybe this tells us why the Interior Department has been dragging its feet, giving us permits for the shallow and deep water and getting our workers back to work on those rigs.
Meanwhile, I know a lot of parents are still cleaning up from Halloween parties and getting trick-or-treats put away so their kids can't get to them. But what's really scaring folks? Is it the health care vote?
You know, when the president and Nancy Pelosi strong-armed those last few votes, they kept telling everyone, let's just get this behind us. But that's not happening. The voters have not forgotten the backroom deals of healthcare. It continues to haunt Democrats. It's very unpopular among likely voters. In fact, in the 92 House districts considered most competitive Tuesday in the election, more than half of the people side with the candidate who want Obamacare repealed. That tells you the American public believes it was unpopular to begin with. They still don't like it.
And doctors have not been shy about saying they don't like it, especially those who have invested in hospitals because they believe that a doctor-owned hospital would put the patients first.
Every day, we hear about seniors who are being forced out of their Medicare Advantage plan, about doctors who can no longer see their senior patients because Medicare pays so poorly. And now, of course, we've got doctors who've invested in community hospitals that the new health care plan bars growth and completion of this is bad news because it's a fatal blow to those hospitals, to those workers, to those new jobs created. And more importantly, in many communities, physician-owned hospitals are critical to their care, cover the whole range of illnesses from the very serious to the cancer care. Yet the federal government has said, you're out of business. And that may affect more than 44 hospitals across the country, some in Texas. This is a bad idea for communities that need these hospitals, especially with an extra 32 million Americans slated to be covered under the new health care plan.
As governors look at pension plans that are so insolvent and try to figure out what they're going to do about them, there's new wrinkles being found in the system, like teachers in New York getting cosmetic procedures as part of their health care plan.
I think states across the country, especially in the Northeast with heavy union areas, have discovered that their pension plans are so luxurious that they're eating up more and more and more of the state budget. They can't balance them as long as they continue to be this luxurious. I think Buffalo's taxpayers were shocked to find they pay $9 million last year for cosmetic surgery for certain teachers. They found that 500 people took advantage of elective procedures such as chemical peels and skin treatments. This was under the union contract. I think for taxpayers looking for a way to balance their state budget without higher taxes on them as families, I think this is a perfect example of what needs to be cut.